Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, you are welcome to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you, we bless you, we magnify your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for another day in our lives. Thank you for your protection, for your mercies, for your kindness towards us. Thank you, everlasting God, for where we are coming from, where we are today, and where you are taking us to. For all the battles you are fighting on our behalf, Father, we are grateful. Jehovah God, we want to thank you, Lord, for all the past broadcasts, for souls that have been won to your kingdom, for all manners of testimonies that we've been hearing. Everlasting Lord, we say glory, honor, praises, adoration be unto you, our God, our Maker, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. We commit today's broadcast into your holy hands, Lord. We pray, Lord, that let it bring forth salvation, healing, deliverance. Let it draw us closer to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, once again, I welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. I pray that the Almighty God will do something extraordinary in your life today as you listen to this broadcast in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. My God will perfect that which concerns you. He will remove every obstacle standing in your way of success in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'll be sharing with you what I titled, Don't Play with Fire. Brothers and sisters, do not play with fire. Fire burns. I have two passages here as my text. The first one is the book of John chapter 18, and I'm reading from verse 15 to 18. John 18, reading from verse 15 to 18. The Bible says, Simon Peter followed Jesus, so did another disciple. Since that disciple was known to the high priest, he entered with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter stood outside at the door. So the other disciple who was known to the high priest went out and spoke to the servant girl who kept watch at the door and brought Peter in. The servant girl at the door said to Peter, You also are not one of this man's disciples, are you? He said, I am not. Now the servant and the officer had made a charcoal fire because it was cold. And they were standing and warming themselves. Peter also was with them, standing and warming himself. May the Lord bless that reading of his word. And also we have 1 John chapter 2, reading from verse 15. 1 John 2, reading from verse 15. It says, Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. May the Lord grant you the grace to do the will of God, that you may abound forever in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The grace to overcome every manner of temptation that may come your way, the Lord will release unto you in the name of Jesus. Because according to his word, he said, when temptation comes, he will make a way of escape. The Lord will make a way of escape for you in the name of Jesus. The temptation you will not be able to resist will not come your way in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There, in that passage that we read in John 18, we saw Peter. He was warming himself, but that warming led to him playing with fire. it made him to deny our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will grant you the grace not to deny him, no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, that grace that you need to keep on standing for Christ. The Lord will release unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you are talking about not playing with fire, actually, when I was preparing for this message, the Lord was telling me I should go back to the basics. The basics of Christianity, the things that we ought to do as true Christians. And number one thing there, we can see that Peter was sitting with the ungodly. He was sitting with the ungodly. The Bible tells us in that John 18:18, he said that now the servant and the officers have made a charcoal fire because it was cold, and they were standing and warming themselves, and Peter went to join them. And in the process, he kept on denying our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 1 verse 1, he said, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scoffers. Brothers and sisters, who are you associating with? Do not sit with those who will make you to deny your God. Do not sin with those who will make you to sin, to go back to your vomit. The Lord will guide you, will grant you that spirit of discernment to know those whom you associate with. Brothers and sisters, it doesn't mean that because you are a Christian, you will not interact with people. No, you interact with them because in the first instance, you need to interact with them for you to be able to preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to them. But brothers and sisters, you have to be mindful. You have to be very, very mindful. When you begin to do what they are doing, then in that case, rather than bringing them to Christ, they are taking you away from Christ. So you need to know it's not having to conform with what they are doing. It's for you to tell them that what you are doing will not take you to heaven. Share the good news of God with them. Don't say that, oh, okay, you want to belong. No, do not belong, because in the first instance, you do not belong to them. You belong to Christ. You are an ambassador of Christ in this world. And as an ambassador of the kingdom of God, you are not supposed to do what they are doing, because you belong to another nation. And that is the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord grant you the grace for you to be able to know who to associate with. Number two is the lust of the eyes. The book of Genesis chapter 3 verse 6. The Bible says, so when the woman saw the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. The lust of the eyes. Jesus was saying that if your eyes is going to make you to sin, pluck it off. Brothers and sisters, we need to be mindful of what we continue to look at. The more you look at evil things, the more they be attracted to you. The more you desire them, the more they lead you to destruction. I pray that the Almighty God will grant you the grace to look elsewhere. In the mighty name of Jesus, when sins want to torment you, when things that you are not supposed to look at, you begin to look at them, then God will grant you the grace to move away from them. In the mighty name of Jesus, Eve was able to be tempted by Satan. Why? Because of the lust of the eyes. Another thing that can lead to our destruction is anger. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis chapter 4, verse 5 to 7. He said, but for Cain and his offering, he had no regard. So Cain was very angry, and his face fell. The Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your face fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at your door. Its desire is contrary to you, but you must rule over it. You must rule over anger. God wants you and I to rule over anger. And Cain spoke to Abel, his brother, And when they were in defeat, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Brothers and sisters, anger can make you to become a murderer. It can make you to become a murderer. I know people will offend us. People do things that will make us angry. But what do? You walk away from that place. You walk away from that place. Go and drink cold water. And as you do so, and pray unto God to help you, for you to be able to release that person. Brothers and sisters, anger is destructive. You can see here, anger led to the death of Abel. Cain killed Abel because of anger. We need to be very mindful. And you see, it was also anger that made Moses not to make the promised land. He was not able to reach the promised land. Why? Because the children of Israel made him very angry. It made him very angry. God told him that he should speak to the rock. But rather than speak to the rock, what did Moses do? No, he didn't speak to the rock. In Numbers 20, rather than speak to the rock, he struck the rock. And when he struck the rock, water came out, yes. But God was angry with him. In fact, God classified his anger as an act of unbelief. He classified his anger as an act of unbelief. You read Numbers 10, verse 12. Then Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock. And he said to them, "Hear now, you rebels, shall we bring water for you out of this rock?" And Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock with his staff twice, and water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their livestock. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not believe in me to uphold me as holy in the eyes of the people of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land that I have given them." Brothers and sisters, we need to be very mindful of anger. Anger can lead to God taking us as unbelievers. And that is destruction. I pray you will not be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Also, jealousy. The brothers of Joseph were jealous of him. Brothers and sisters, don't be jealous. God has a wonderful plan for you. Because God is blessing your brother now, your sister now, because God is blessing another person, and that doesn't make you to be jealous of them. It is their own season of summer. It's their summer season. Your own summer season will come. In the mighty name of Jesus, your blessings is on the way. Do not be jealous of anybody. Do not be jealous of them. Know that everything in life is for a season. That challenges you are going through is for a season. It's not enough for you to be jealous of anyone, because God has a wonderful and a glorious plan for you. In fact, the plan God has for you is greater than that of the person you are jealous for now. Because he cares for you, he loves you, and for that reason, he will not forsake you, he will not reject you in the name of Jesus. Another thing that can lead to our destruction is unforgiveness. Brothers and sisters, let us learn to forgive. Forgive those who sin against you. The Bible makes us to understand in the book of Mark, Mark 11 verse 25, our Lord Jesus Christ speaking. He said, "And whenever you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, so that your Father, who is also in heaven, may forgive you your trespass." Your Father in heaven wants to forgive you your trespass. So you too need to forgive those who have sinned against you. And even right now, I'm bringing to you the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Jesus is ready to forgive you. He's ready to wipe away your sins and give you a brand new slate of life. But all you need to do is to accept him, because Jesus came to this world to take away your sins. If you accept him, those sins will be taken away. So wherever you are, just say after me, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children are giving their lives unto you. And I pray that you continue to be with them all the days of their life in the name of Jesus. For everyone who have heard this message, the Lord be with you. The Lord will keep you. His countenance will be upon you. His light will shine upon you in the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace of the Lord. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.